In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, only one God, Amen. Today is the second week and second Sunday in the month of Abib. And if we go to read the Catholic epistle, which is from Saint Jude, it's written here a small verse. It's written, keep yourself in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And on some have compassion, making a distinction. And when we meditate or contemplate on also another verse in Psalm number 6, when David the prophet said, have mercy on me, O Lord, for I am weak. Again, have mercy, O Lord, on me, for I am weak. Which is Psalm number 6, when he's written exactly, O Lord, do not rebuke me in your anger, nor chasten me in your wrath. Have mercy on me, O Lord, for I am weak. And you can imagine that ourselves, we are very weak. If someone imagines that he is strong, no. Because we are very weak in our life. And only one thing we have to know about ourselves, that we are very weak. And we will divide our weakness into three parts. The weakness in my body, the weakness in my soul, and my weakness in my spirit. If I'm going to my body in first, when I was last month when I was in the States, someone like come to me. He's really very strong, have muscles, very good bodybuildings. I was impressed from him. I was afraid from him because I suppose myself is tall, but I suppose myself is like 190 centimeters, but I saw him like 2 meters and like a wide, I don't know how much is it, but it like with good muscles and bodybuilding and everything is good. And I was afraid. But oh my God, these muscles, this very good body. And he came to me. And he asked me, are you a priest? I told him, yes. That depends what you need from the priest. And he told me, like, I need to talk to you. And we sat down together, and he shocked me when he said, I have AIDS, and maybe I will die after 2 weeks or 3 weeks only. I was shocked. All this body, all these muscles, everything that will go to what? To nothing. A small virus enter to this body and can kill this body. And I understand and I realize that we are very weak. If someone come to me, he told me like with this, especially when we fast, especially for example, the previous fast, the apostle fast. No, I can't go to fast. I have to take care about my body. I don't know about how many grams from the calcium, how many grams from whatever, and protein, and I have to take care about my body, I have to go to fitness, I have to go whatever. And by the end, when all the people told me this, when I saw this man, I told myself, oh my God, this is what? It's nothing. It's nothing. Our body is very weak. No need to do anything for our body. For sure we have to take care about our body, but not to be my priority is my body. By the end of the day, my body is nothing. It's very weak. Small virus can kill everything in myself. That's why also in the Bible it's written our body is like a pottery pot or like ceramic pot, which is easy to broken. Jesus Christ described, I tried to tell us about our body, it's the same as a pottery pot or a ceramic pot. It's easy. For example, if I have this pot and then do it like a crock on it, one crock only, it will be broken. Then one of my weakness is my body. Also, for example, my body, it's, for example, after a years, now I am a youth or adult, and I'm strong. I'm proud from my strengths. I go walk, running, do everything, and still proud from my body. But I forget that I have to worship to God, to use my body only to worship to God, to pray to God, to take the blessings from God. And I forget also that after years and years and years, I will be an old man and I cannot worship to God. Then I have to remember also this. I have to remember that my body will be very weak after a while. That's why one from our weakness, it's our body. The second weakness is our soul. David the prophet in the psalm said, my soul was very annoyed. Annoyed your soul, you know you are a prophet. God said, I found that the heart of David is the same as my heart. How you can say that your soul was very annoyed? Maybe David answered to me, can you go to the New Testament and see what Jesus said about his soul? He said, my soul is sad to death. What's the meaning of this? It's meaning that my soul also, it's very weak. For example, sometimes you open your eyes and wake up in the morning and you find yourself, you are happy. Today is a very happy day. And in the middle of the day, which with bad mood, I don't know why, I found myself sad. What happened? We are very weak. Anything coming to me change all my life. Any news coming to me change my mood. Anything that coming to me change everything in my life. That's why I have to know about my soul is very weak. Or a lot of people come to me and blame that they're about the anxiety. And they couldn't know how they can solve this problem. But only small things, I have to recognize myself, to recognize my soul that I am weak. It's very important to know that I am weak. And then I have to ask God to help me. Only the way. Or another problem in my soul, the jealousy. For example, I'm praying, God give me everything. I have everything in my life. And I'm a servant in the church. I am do everything in the church. But I have the feelings, the jealousy from, for example, from someone. Why? Another problem in my soul, weakness in my soul. And it's the same what happened with Saul, the king, and the David. And David, Saul had everything. He's a king. But he had a jealousy from David. Why? He weakness. He's weak. Weakness in soul. Or I pass, for example, through a very bad mood, a depression mood. And I tried to go out from it, but I couldn't. Why? The same problem that I am weak. I have the weakness in my soul, and I have, it's a ceramic pot or pottery pot. That's why I have to ask God to help me. Another point is the weakness in my spirit. And this is a famous weakness we have. When we come to confess and repent and also take the communion, and after I fall again in sin, then what I can do? I do a lot. I was praying. I come to Abuna to confess. I took the communion. What I can do more? And a lot of people come to me, for example, what we can do? I fall again. And I tell him, or I tell them, and you will fall again a lot. You will fall again a lot. Why? This is our weakness in our spirit. Or I can't pray. For example, today I can't pray, or this week I can't pray. From a long time I couldn't pray. I have to recognize that my soul is weakness. My spirit is weakness. That's why David realized this point, and he asked God, God, have mercy on me, O Lord, for I am weak. That's why only he tried to ask God to help him and entreat him to help him again in his weakness. How to solve this? How to solve our weakness? First of all, we realize or recognize ourselves that we are weak. And nobody can proud from himself. For example, I can't proud for my body. I am a good, my body is very good. I'm a strong man. I can do anything. I can run like more than 10 kilometers or whatever. If you're proud about this, remember only that a small virus can destroy all this body. Then I have to ask God every time to be with me. Then I have to ask God, please God, help me in my weakness. And if I'm going to God, and for example, I'm my weakness in anything, I did a mistake or a sin, and I'm going to God, God, please help me. You know why I did this sin? Because he or she did a lot of mistakes. And I did my mistake because they only my finger to the other people. My finger only going to the other people. I try to find reasons why I fell in sin. And this is not acceptable to God. But when I go to God and I ask him, oh, I know that I am a sinner and I am a weak man, please help me. Only this reason is accepted to God. Not accepted at all to blame another people. That's why also another point. In St. Paul, when he prayed to God in Corinthians the 2:12-9, he said, and he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, most gladly, I will rather boast in my infirmities that the power of Christ may rest upon me. My strength is made perfect in weakness. Kuwati fiddaf tukammil. My strength is made perfect in weakness. Then, only the way to be strong, only the way that I recognize and realize that I am weak. If I go to God and ask Him, I am a weak man. I have a lot of weakness in my life, and I need your strength. I need your hand with me in my life. I will be strong. I can defeat the devil. I can defeat all the sins. And we have to also to realize that all the sins also fell in the sins. They have a lot of weakness. And if we go through all the sins, for example, starting by who? Starting by David, the prophet, where God didn't find any heart like David, or Moses, or Abraham. This is all from Old Testament. All the saints in New Testament, can I remember also Saint Peter when he denied Jesus Christ? It's a weakness. But when he realized that he is weak man, he asked God and he wept and he asked God to help him, and God looking to his eyes after resurrection and told him, I love you, I know that you love me, and I love you also too. And he asked Peter, you love me? Yes, I love you. Then when I am praying, I have to ask God to help me because I am weak. If I'm weak in my body or my soul or my spirit, also my entreats, I have to ask God the strength, to give me the strength to be strong with Him. In all my life, also, when I'm looking to the people and I saw the weakness in the people, also to receive the strength from God, which is very important. When I needed the strength from God to help me in my weakness, I have to not judge the people. I am weak. How I can judge the other people? Or when I see, for example, a small point or small weakness in anybody, and I'm surprised why they do like this. They're very bad. They cannot pray. See what they do. And I'm judge. I judge now. The problem now at this time, I have to remember my weakness. And also I have to remember their strength. That's why we ask God every time in our prayer to forgive the other people as he forgive us. That's why we have to forgive the people. Then no judge for any weakness point, because we are very weak and they have a lot of strength. That's why God help us to know about we are weak and we need His help to give us the strength to live with God in all our life. And glory be to God forever. Amen.
Attention. Ρώσεν ευτερέν της εω το κοσμαρίας μαύεν πεν σωτήρεν τευκένεν νόβιν ανεβολα ρευρες μεβιν ερει εγον όπι αρσι άγγελος ευ ο αμ Μιχαήλ ευάρχον εν ανήφε οι εν τευκένεν νόβιν ανεβολ το βέμε πσόις ερει εγον οπιθό φορός εν μάρτυρος αβαούρ εν τε Συριακός εν τευκένεν νόβιν ανεβολ γεβες μαραότ εν γεβιότ νεμε ψήρι nem per nemma es aue tetereia se ge che volte noste mo sentione
En sofia theopros chamin kriele son chineomes mi
we believe in one